This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app. It's
better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
That's right, it is Dom time. All right, yesterday we had on two members of our Mount Rushmore when Trump wins Pennsylvania scenario, Scott Presler, Jim Worthington. Today we've had on two more, Captain Parnell and Colonel Linda Kearns, Jimmy Matthews, Pennsylvania Election Integrity Council for the RNC, and a colonel here in the election, the great battle of 2024. Linda Kearns joins us. Colonel Kearns, welcome in.
Dom, it's not just me. We have an amazing staff with the Republican National Committee, the Pennsylvania GOP, the local GOP people. We're the ones who are going to bring this home for Donald Trump, the entire team. It's not just me.
I know you take it there, but, you know, Mount Rushmore, you don't get to put teams on there. So that's how I see it. I don't know what's going on in the other swing states, Linda. But I can't imagine a cast of characters like Worthington, Kearns, and Scott Presler on the character level. We have this covered big time.
I hope so. I mean, yeah. But I am swinging. It's the ninth inning. I'm swinging just as hard as I was in the first inning. We have to bring this home. We can't take our foot off the gas. We need every single vote. We need every single voter.
Now, Linda, we believe you were involved in this in a legal sense, and this is a good thing, and I'm across the board. I know you are, too. Anybody making threats, death threats, et cetera, we need to crack down on this early and often. The headline at the Inquirer, Linda, Philly man charged with threatening to kill and skin a political party operative recruiting Election Day poll watchers. What can you tell us?
Right. So this was one of our staffers. It's in the western side of the state. And our staffers who recruit poll watchers and train them, they give out their cell phone number and their email address because they're extremely accessible. And we help the voters however we can, give them information. And she received, it was at the beginning of September, she received these really terrible, horrible text messages that went just beyond anything. It just using foul language, threatening to kill her, threatening to skin her, and referencing the poll watching. And the person who did it used, it came from, we had a cell phone number. So we just used regular public records and found a name attached to the number. And then we contacted the local authorities. And then I contacted the FBI because Merrick Garland, he had established an election integrity task force, but, you know, a federal task force. So I contacted the FBI. I advised them what's going on. We cooperated. We provided them with the text messages and they investigated and an indictment came down, was unsealed yesterday, they announced. And this person was charged with a felony. And we take this very, 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 very seriously. There's no place for this in a free and fair election.
Hey, look, too, I got to say, the Merrick Garland, the mechanism, and you on top of this, it has resulted now, and he gets his legal rights and all that. But finally, we're seeing the wisdom of this. We're not going to let it get out of hand. They may have to do this a lot, but so be it.
Right. right. And whenever something like this happens, we absolutely report it. And sometimes it's difficult for people because here the person was in the western side of the state, the victim, and then the person who did it, it looked like they were in from Philadelphia. So we had to kind of track down, and we contacted the Philadelphia police. We contacted the local police on the other side of the state. Obviously, we contacted the FBI, and then they sort out, you know, who does the investigation. And this man was federally charged, and he should have been. There's absolutely no place for this.
Yeah, he's a Roxborough guy, and again, the skin him alive. I mean, this gets your attention. That's exactly right. And this woman is in another part of the state, as you said, just recruiting poll watchers. This sets this guy off. Do we know what the motivation was in what set him off?
No, I mean, I just think he's filled with rage. It's complete and utter nonsense. I mean, I know that I went through this in 2020. People got a hold of my information, and I got a lot of messages like this, and I don't understand it. You know, there's plenty of people that I don't want to vote for. I don't think would be good for the country. I don't vote for them. I vote for the other person, and then I move on. I don't send them threatening messages. I don't persevere on them. I don't find their phone numbers and you know, send ridiculous text messages. I don't understand the motivation of these people, and there's just no place for this.
No, without a doubt. What's in your corner, Linda? Any updates? We've heard, we had on John McBlain from Delaware County, where suddenly Democrats had these early election offices set up. He claimed that they were all ready to go even before talking before the Election Bureau about it. And these places, again, are harder to monitor than if you have one central area where we can be watching things.
Right. So some of the counties, not all of the counties, had set up these what they call satellite election offices, where you can go in and you can request your mail ballot, fill it out, and return it right there. What I have been hearing from several different counties is some of our voters go there, and either they're just not equipped, they're not ready, they're not opened when they're supposed to be. So my message to voters is just keep going back, because if you can get your ballot in now, that is the best way to do it. If you go to swampthevote.com, you can actually find your local place where you can, the closest office where you can submit your mail ballot. These satellite election offices, Dom, we really, you know, went hard on this in 2020 because the election code didn't specifically provide for them. It doesn't provide for watchers, but that went up to the Supreme Court in 2020. So we're going to hope that after this election, the law gets changed and this gets tightened up and we're allowed to have watchers in these offices. But for now, what I tell voters is if you can vote early, the safest way to do it is to go into one of these satellite election offices or your local county office, request your ballot, fill it out right there, put it back in the secrecy envelope, seal the secrecy envelope, put it back in the outer envelope, sign and date it, and then give it right back to them. You don't have to even worry about it going through the mail stream.
Are you guys looking at anything with Montgomery County? The lead commissioner there is a national star. And again, playing around the edges, I think. And then I don't want to be lectured about, bringing up that we want the law followed to the letter here. Linda, we're told that on Friday, the Montgomery County Mr. Softy Truck is going to go to the county prison. And the sense I have is there might be limited number of people to vote there, but they're bringing big staff out, making a big deal out of it. And there's already a mechanism if the right people want to vote there, right?
Well, so you can, if you're in prison in Pennsylvania, you can vote unless you're incarcerated for a felony. I don't understand how that's going to work, though. Are they going to let the people out of the prison to come out to the van? I mean, it doesn't make sense. And for as irritating as that van is, I really wonder how effective it is, because I've gone to an office to request a mail ballot, and it's not an instantaneous process. You go in, you have to give them your name, they have to print it out. So, I mean, I they can only do so many. So I'm not sure if they're just doing that to irritate us or what the story is. But I do know that we have been really dwarfing what we did in 2020 as far as Republicans getting their mail ballots back in. We really, really shrunk the difference between Republicans and Democrats on that. So we're not going to go into Election Day with as much of a deficit as we did in 2020. And that's great news. But I still need everyone to vote. We cannot leave any votes on the table. I have two nieces and two nephews away at college, and I'm proud to say they all return their ballots. So I need all the voters to do that. Talk to your family and friends, because October 29th is the last day to request a mail ballot. And if you have one now, get it back in, because if you're mailing it, if you are away at college, it could take some time to get back to your county, and they have to be in by Election Day. So we're really getting down to the wire.
Exactly. Any website to go to one more time, Linda?
Definitely swampthevote.com, because you can request a mail ballot. You can find a local election office. You can find your polling place. That's a great site to go to. If you are available to help on Election Day, protectthevote.com. You can still volunteer. I am so proud to say that we really have just a really expansive election integrity effort in Pennsylvania, the best I've ever seen. We're really out there protecting the vote, both in the polling places and watching at the mail ballot canvas. So I'm really proud of what we've done. I am so grateful to Chairman Whatley and Laura Trump for their vision and their guidance in setting this up and giving us the resources we need, because I want voters to feel secure and safe. Your vote is going to count, and you have to get out there and cast it, and I don't want to hear any excuses.
All right. Well, we will not. Thank you, Linda. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Don.
All right. Okay. Linda Kearns here on Talk Radio 1210 with the last minute plea around this. All right, 855-839-1210. She mentioned Laura Trump will be on at the show tomorrow at 1:30. And I'm going to play you, coming up after Money Melody, one more clip. She went on the Charlemagne the God show, and it takes a lot to do that. It was a fun, pointed stuff about Trump being a racist. She really, and along with Whatley, have remade the RNC. Think about what it was like with Ronna McDaniel, Romney, or whatever three names were there, heading it up. It was just awful. And they would get killed, and she still would be there. Look at what's happened now. I'm telling you, this election cycle, they are fighting on every battlefront. That doesn't mean Democrats are rolling over. God knows what they'll do between now and then. But it means we're not going to go into the big game on Election Day down a million votes. And you hear that and you think, why vote? It's not like that. But if you vote, if you get your mail in, we know that you banked it. They move on to people who are Trump sympathetic, but may or may not vote. All right. It's time, though. Dan's cooked up something special for.
It's Dobbs. Money Melody.
That's all the money gone.
That is correct, Dan. What are we playing for today here?
Henry, you got that prize in front of you there?
Yeah, the... All right.
It's the pair of tickets to see the Brubeck Brothers Quartet.
That's right.
November 2nd at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College.
Thank you very much, Henry.
The Zlock. Yes, Dan, what's the story here?
Yeah, Dom, so today we're talking about things that would never fly in Philadelphia. Can't go for that. Well, that made me think of the great Hall & Oates, a fantastic local group, and I thought maybe we'd play a song by them in a different language and see if our listeners can guess it, bringing back one of the favorite styles of the Money Melody. So, Dom, we're going to take listeners to a country that is the shared heritage of filmmaker David Lynch, actor Matt Damon, Vanessa Williams, and potentially Western legend Buffalo Bill. So, Dom, we're going to play this song, sung in a different language. We want to know what language it's being sung in. Take a listen.
Olet kain rahatudita, takataskun pian tyhjentänyt oot. Lompakon nainut oot vanhan ukon, avaimen sait kassakaapin lukon. Olet rikkain, kivet kimmeltä, takataskun pian tyhjentänyt oot. Ei lantti pantti kaasua kauaa, kanna ei kauaa.
on today. We're looking for what the language this song is being covered in. Again, it's a shared heritage of Matt Damon, David Lynch, Vanessa Williams, potentially, maybe, we don't know for sure, a Western legend, Buffalo Bill. And I'll put it out there, Dom, you also mentioned a great education system, I think, this country's
made for as well. Yes, it's known as the best in the world.
There
he goes. Other than Dom Giordano University, which is on hiatus.
So give us that language.
Give us that language right now, and you can go off the Zoc. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you need to do is just push #1210.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, Dan, let's hear it one more time, what we're looking for.
Yeah, Dom, we're looking for the language that this song's being covered in today. Again, it's a shared country of origin at some point for Matt Damon, David Lynch, Vanessa Williams, and maybe Buffalo Bill, the Western legend. Take a listen. We want the language.
Lompakon nainut oot vanhan ukon, avaimen sait kassa kaapin lukon. Olet rikkain, kivet kimmeltä, takataskun pian tyhjentänyt oot. Ei lantti pantti kaasua kauaa.
All right, let's start with Robesier in Overbrook. What's the language?
Wow. Korean.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good try.
I thought it was Japanese at first when I first played it, but no. No, it's I'm going to say it's not a country of it's not an Asian country.
Okay. Not Asian. Ed in Penshawken. Ed, what's the language?
Welsh.
Not Welsh.
Yeah. That would sound that's not.
Think
close.
Of a long time, I guess, rivalry you'd say with the Russians.
Well, think
or
of
ally. Yes.
No, they're not. No, yeah. Think of people that almost beat them.
There you go.
Despite the odds, let's go to Scott in Bucks County. All right, Scott, what's the language?
Could it be Swedish?
Pretty close.
Very close.
But the Swedes wouldn't have a chance. So that all the Scandinavian countries are different. This one is a lot tougher. Russians had a lot of trouble. Gina in Washington Crossing. All right, Gina. What's the country?
Hello.
What's the language?
I'm going with, is that Lithuanian? That
language? Oh, no.
They're pretty tough, too. All right. Greatest school system in the world, people say. All right, Dan.
Scandinavian country. When you talk about happiest countries in the world, this is often near the top of it, Dom.
The capital begins with an H. Let's go to Steve in Alabama. Steve, what is the country?
Oh, is it Norway?
Oh, there's one left.
We're running out of Scandinavia.
Two
Maryland.
Out of three have been taken.
Maryland out of Delaware. Hey, Maryland, what's the country?
Finland?
Yes, it is the Finns. Nicely played, Maryland. We'll put you on hold, and you're going off. You want a pair of tickets to see the Brubeck Brothers Quartet on November 2nd at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College. It is a great venue. We love holding events there. Okay, so anybody else, if you're headed over to the McDonald's, give us an update from the McDonald's over on Street Road, Trevose, Lower Southampton. Apparently, they have security there, more than apparently. Threats, issues of boycotts, etc. Although, I think net-net, they've done very well so far that we know. Jim Worthington, who brokered the deal with the guy to get Trump there, smooth things out. Our buddy, he's working on a statement. We'll let you know as soon as he puts that out. He was going to pay one of these nights coming up from 5 to 7 free through the drive-thru, as I understand it. We'll get him on with the statement, but you on your own, if you're headed anywhere near there, call us and support them. And again, I'm going to be interested to see how the media tells us about this and how they talk about. We just brought you Linda Kearns talking about this maniac alleged in Philadelphia making threats to some woman who was running the poll watchers training in Western Pennsylvania. They know the bottom line is Pennsylvania here. And they know they're on the ropes. You heard Sean Parnell say, yeah, Bob Casey Jr., other than in Philadelphia, he's afraid to, or Scranton, I guess, is running ads saying, yeah, he supports Trump on trade and tariffs with China. He brings Trump into ads. And we played you what he just said in September. He's a threat. He's a threat to democracy. Here is Laura Trump on the Charlemagne the God show, The Breakfast Club. Talking about Cut 19, this will be, how phony are these threat to democracy charges. But there's one wrinkle to these. You have people out there that don't think they're phony. They think going after Trump or Trump supporters, even threatening to skin them alive, allegedly, is the way to go. They're preventing Hitler and the goose steppers going down Street Road. There were upwards of 10,000 people there. Are they all Nazis? Well, they're led to believe this, and they're called in their own way to either threaten or actually take action. Here's what Laura Trump said on The Breakfast Club.
He's in a quote-unquote politician.
Yeah. Well, he was friends with everybody. I mean, I think if you look back at Donald Trump's history, he last night we were at the Al Smith dinner, and he was right there next to Chuck Schumer, and he said to Chuck Schumer, who's obviously a Democrat senator, he said, I gave Chuck his first check ever when he was running for like assemblyman or something. So, yeah,
why Chuck was laughing so hard. Remember we asked why Chuck was laughing so hard? Chuck was laughing, boy.
I don't be liking the optics of that. Only reason I say I don't like the optics of that is because when you hear people like Chuck Schumer say things like Trump is a threat to democracy, but then you're sitting next to him yucking it up. Why would you be yucking it up with somebody who you consider a threat to democracy?
Well, you have to ask yourself that question, don't you? Maybe it's all scare tactics. Maybe it's a lot of fear mongering, Charlemagne. What I can tell you is I know Donald Trump. I have known him for 16 years, and Chuck Schumer's known him a lot longer than I have. Mm-hmm. And I think he knows full well he's not a threat to democracy. And you don't even have to take my word for it. Look at what he did when he was in the White House.
All right. I give a lot of credit. She's going to be on the show tomorrow, going on that show. Kamala Harris is not going on shows like that are opposite her. She wouldn't even go on that show at this point, probably. Now, speaking of shows, the signs are that Trump is going to do the Joe Rogan show this Friday. And that is going to be interesting. The Spotify numbers say 14 million listeners. So it is a lot of people. I don't expect a grilling or anything like that. Here's what Rogan said, I believe, yesterday. Cut 17 about Trump and the government.
I think they're really terrified about Trump. It's not necessarily even that he's a Republican. It's much more that he's a guy that is not going to play the game. And that when he gets in there, it's having Elon come in and do some sort of a government efficiency agency. They're terrified of that.
Yeah.
Because it's not efficient.
Yeah.
You know? And he's going to come in with like that Tesla mindset. It's like you're working 16 hours a day and you're sleeping on the couch.
Yeah.
We're here to get some shit done. And you try applying that to government.
All right. So, yeah, that is the Uniparty. Mitch McConnell and the boys and the rest of that, that's what is the biggest fear there, as opposed to, well, he's a Republican type of stuff. All right, Joe in Columbus, New Jersey, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, what do you have today?
Hey, should Philly ever host a Super Bowl and the Cowboys would be fortunate enough to get into that Super Bowl, they would not be able to stay anywhere near the city. They'd be totally rejected.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Yeah, that's a very good one.
Yeah.
Imagine Chris Christie coming to a Super Bowl with the Cowboys in it in Philadelphia. Oh, my
he
God.
He and other one wouldn't be allowed anywhere near that stadium.
That is a good one, Joe.
Chris Christie, who's got nothing going except I could be tougher than Trump. He's not tougher than anybody's slub.
Which is less likely, the Cowboys make it to the Super Bowl or that we actually get to host one?
They're going all warm climate.
Yeah,
but,
getting a host one. There would be no way. They did Detroit for other reasons. No, they're not going to do that again. Yeah, I don't see that.
I mean, they did New York not too long ago.
Yeah, it's New York. I don't see. I know there's the anniversary coming up. No, I think somebody has that for that time. All right. Guy Shiraki is coming up, our favorite pundit, columnist, etc., with something you can do if you're still reluctant on mail-in balloting about where you would take it and how you can deal with that. And also, he's the guy that gave us a pretty good ballpark. I'm going to ask him to do it again. If we hear going into election day, we're down X number in mail-in balloting, X number of mail-in ballots that have been banked, what that tells us about that day. Now, I think you should vote no matter what. You just, you know, but you heard Sean Parnell talk about where it is now, the request. If that holds, and I think it will, then if we have our turnout on election day, it's going to be a win here in Pennsylvania. They know it. That's why it's anything could happen. All right, phone lines. So get in. Get in. So the portal is apparently operational, going full bore here in Love Park. Hit us with something, though, that would not fly in Philadelphia. Could be a person. We haven't got too many persons. Or something that people would not do. They would reject it. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Guy Shiraki's latest column at Broad and Liberty is inspirational for people to buy into voting by mail that we've talked about. But I'm also going to ask him about some of the numbers as we head into Election Day. Sean Parnell was here talking about the tremendous progress Republicans have made on this. In other words, if you're down, it seems staggering, right? 300,000 votes on Election Day. Is it over and Democrats win? I don't think so. He'll give you an idea of the parameters in case you hear a lot of noise out there. I think Guy has gamed this out very well. Guy joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Guy, welcome back. Great column at Broad and Liberty.
Good afternoon. Good to be back. Am I allowed? I don't want to throw you off. Am I allowed to make my guess about
Yeah, go right ahead.
Guy, come on.
See, I have to appeal to the listeners because when I post on Twitter, you know, Dan never picks me. So okay. I have to go, sort of like Donald Trump, I have to go right over. So what will never work is ending double parking in South Philly.
Yeah,
somebody, a different mayor, a different administration tries it and it doesn't work. So we will always have double parking in South Philly no matter what.
Yeah, or there's a different news director. I saw this up close. And Guy, when I see you sometime, I'll give you names and all. And they were doing this new 5-minute segment or something. That's the first one they started to think about. As if this is revolutionary to them. We're going to park in the middle of Broad Street in South Philly. That's it. And that could be a potential winner here.
No, because when he first said double parking, what I thought he was talking about was he was defending the people that like sit in the middle with their hazard lights on and just pull up and block an entire lane. But you're talking about in the center of Broad. Yeah, okay, that's never going to be taken away.
On Jackson Street, you had to go into Nick's Roast Beef. Everybody knows that, and they would move the car. That's how it works. But, Guy, this is one final thing to convince. I think we've won on this, sort of. The reluctant mail-in ballot person who still has time to do this, then it's secure, it's banked, and that we go after somebody else. So what are you proposing in this column?
Sure. I mean, it's something you and I have discussed now for years. I mean, I've been talking about it since 2020. One, when we lost the Supreme Court race, I keep coming back to the importance of trying to do this. So now most counties now have, I know it sounds silly, but they have in-person mail-in voting, which essentially means, look, there's the traditional way. You can go online. People can go online today and apply for a mail-in ballot. So they submit that application. They'll get an email confirmation and eventually the ballot will come to them in the mail. They'll fill it out, and then they take it to one of these infamous drop boxes. They put it in the mail, or they can go to their county courthouse and drop it off. But now there's another way, in-person mail-in voting. There's at least one location in every county. In Chester County, there's 3 of them. In Philadelphia, there's 9 of them. You can go in person today, bring your ID, and thank God you have to bring your ID, but you can fill out an application on the spot, and as soon as it's approved, they will hand you a ballot. You can fill out the ballot, put it in your put it in the security envelope, hand it back. And so you're handing your ballot to an election official. So now you've saved all the time. You've taken all the other steps. You don't have to worry about your application getting lost. You don't have to worry about the ballot getting lost, getting to you. You don't have to worry about the ballot getting lost, getting back. Go in person, fill out the application, fill out the ballot, and bank it. So hopefully that puts away a lot of fears and another way for us to close the gap so that the mail-in ballot lead they have is not so overwhelming.
Absolutely. And let's get to that. Now, one time on, many moons ago, I wrote myself a note. You talked about going into 2020, an election, if we start to hear what has been banked by Democrats versus Republicans, it would have to be historic. And even then, we might not win with an election day turnout. So what are some of the numbers you think that bode well for Republicans?
Yeah, in addition to the voter registration numbers, meaning the pool of Republicans right. has gotten larger, I mean, all the work you've done, Scott Pressler's done. So on mail-in, in 2020, Joe Biden was ahead by 1.4 million votes on Election Day. I mean, it's a phenomenon. Trump won Election Day by 1.3 million. It wasn't enough. So 1.4 million of a gap was too much. That's sort of a 100-yard dash. They start out at the 90-yard line, and we almost caught them, but we didn't. Right now, as of Monday, their advantage is only 300,000, and normally the ratio is 5-1, and right now it's 2.5-1. So it's changing daily, and people are, you know, in Chester County, they're in line having to wait an hour to do this, what I call, you know, in-person mail-in voting. But right now, with 13 days to go, you're not looking at anything like 2020 numbers on any scale. However, there's 13 days to go. And I always say the Democrats and their operatives are looking at the same numbers you and I are. And they have 13 days, $1 billion, and tons of allies to close the gap.
Yeah, we had Sean Parnell on. He made the same point you are, though, Guy, on this. He didn't have the exact. But to close, to get to that number, I am very doubtful they're going to be able to do it. I just don't see it. I think it indicates their operation is still humming, but it's Kamala Harris this time around. It's a little bit different. Wanted to talk with you about closing the deal, the closing argument, though. In Chester County and our suburbs, which are pivotal, the Suffolk poll out today, Guy, is incredible that Trump actually ahead with Latinos by 11, 12 points. He has 17% of African Americans to 72 for Harris, which is unbelievably good. It's these women in the suburbs and maybe some men. Is it abortion still? Is it the Trump personality? What in the last number of days is something Republicans should be trying to hit home with?
Well, to answer your point, I'll say it this way. Look, I still think the audience in the suburbs, if you're going to move the needle, are Hispanics, Hispanic Americans, Indian Americans, and I think parents, you know, women who are moms. So if there's and that's where you see J.D. Vance or even Trump going to events with moms. So if we're going to be a little more laser targeted, it's those audiences. But the truth of the matter is Kamala Harris is spending all of her time in the suburbs doing these staged, structured fake events. I mean, I'm talking about staged events. She's doing literally
predetermined,
literally
guy. Predetermined is the word. Yes.
Yeah. Predetermined. Yeah. Where literally you have a town hall where when people raise their hands, you know, the moderator explains, I'm sorry, we're not taking questions. This is a town hall. This is a play. You're here to watch the play. You're not here to participate
theater. It's Maria Shriver, the obvious connection, the nanny and, as Schwarzenegger and the Second Gentleman and the nanny.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, they can't write it well because they're all staffed by people who were born, you know, no disrespect to some people in the studio, but they're dealing with a lot of people on the left who think history started 10 years ago and they don't understand any of this. Some of the Harris people don't. Look, but the real issue to me for Trump and Vance is the city. even with Uncle Joe at the top of the ticket, Trump grew his numbers in the city. I think Harris is making a historic, monumental miscalculation in traipsing around the suburbs with Liz Cheney.
I agree.
As I've tried to describe, she's trying to squeeze more water out of the sponge. I don't think there's any Republican or any suburban voter that has an opinion on Donald Trump that is going to be persuaded by Liz Cheney. Anybody who's cheering Liz Cheney, they already made that. I think she's making an enormous miscalculation not going to Philadelphia. And I think that's where Trump and Vance are going to move numbers. They've gotten to 17.9. If they can hit 20, and that's one of the things I'll be looking for Election Day. If Trump can get to 20 in Philadelphia, which I know may sound silly to people listening, but if Trump can get to 20% of the vote in Philadelphia, I don't know where Kamala Harris goes to make it up, because she's not going to get John Fetterman-like numbers in rural Pennsylvania. Picking Tim Walz was a complete disaster. The only place she can turn to now is the suburbs, and I don't think it's there for her. So I think Trump grows in the rural areas. I think Trump grows in the city. And even if he holds serve in the suburbs, given all the effort of the Democrats, I think if Trump holds serve in the suburbs, he's fine, because he's going to grow in rural Pennsylvania and he's going to grow in the city of Philadelphia. And that's probably your margin of victory.
I agree. And surprisingly, though, Bob Brady on the air bet me a lobster dinner. I just said a pizza, that Kamala Harris would come out of Philadelphia with a 500,000 cushion.
Never. Never. Joe Biden didn't come out. Joe Biden, who was our third senator, who's been on television more than Bob Casey over the last 30 years, couldn't get to a 500,000 margin. If you think Kamala Harris from San Francisco, who's yet to really campaign in an African-American neighborhood, whose answer to Philadelphia problems is to bring in Bruce Springsteen, if Bob Brady and the gang in Philadelphia can produce 500,000 votes for Kamala Harris, when they couldn't do it for Joe Biden, after inflation, after crime, after failing schools, after illegal immigration, then if they're not cheating, they're producing a turnout model that Tammany Hall couldn't do. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't either, Guy. We'll have to invite you. Broad and Liberty is the latest. Where's the best way to find all things with Mr. Suburbs?
PA Suburbs Guy, you can find my latest Broad and Liberty Today. I talk about the case for in-person mail-in, and I'm going to have a whole bunch of columns talking about Harris's miscalculation ignoring Philadelphia. And it's because, frankly, I think she's more comfortable talking to suburban Republicans than families in West Philly. And I'm going to have a few columns talking about that.
Great insight. Thank you, Guy, very much.
All right. Thanks.
All right, that is interesting, too. Why not in Philadelphia? And they're telling African-American males, and we may be on that tomorrow, have to vote for Kamala Harris, but she is not going to Philadelphia. All right, in this fracking story, I told you the climate czar for Harris goes to Politico and says, well, she's not going to ban fracking per se, but there'll be no advancement of fossil fuels from where Biden is right now, which is the problem. Wow. All right, phone lines. Get in on the lightning round. 855-839-1210 is how you get in. The NBA is back, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book, wants you to catch all the action, because right now, FanDuel is giving all users 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet on the NBA. Think of some of the storylines. I know I'll be watching tomorrow night the Sixers with the new Big Three. Are they all going to play?
No, only
well,
Maxey.
I don't know about that. We'll see.
Oh, it's already confirmed. No Embiid, no Paul George.
Stop raining on the parade here. It's good watching tomorrow night. But the Sixers are a compelling story. And if you're new to FanDuel, just visit FanDuel.com/Dom. to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus. Present in Pennsylvania. After a 3-month free trial, the full price of League Pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel anytime. No refunds, terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right, 855-839-1210. Get in now. Dom's Lightning Round is sponsored by Cherio Volvo. Right now, lease a 2025 XC40 for only $435 per month for 36 months. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships really matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. All right, let's go to the Earl F. Tacconi on the side question. Earl, what's not going to fly in Philadelphia?
Well, we do have American and Wiz and even Provolone and Mozzarella. But I keep thinking of Dave Huddleston's character at the end of Blazing Saddles, where we'll take the Provolone and the Wiz, but we won't take the Swiss. No Swiss cheese on cheesesteaks.
All right. Yeah, that's right. John Kerry did that. He did have Swiss in addition to the cheesesteak hoagie. Let's go to Mike in Hamilton. Mike, what's yours?
Well, Mike. Speaking of cheesesteaks.
Yes.
I think, hello, I'm here.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, hello.
Yes, I hear you. Go ahead, yes.
Speaking of cheesesteaks, Philadelphia, especially South Philadelphia, will never go for the Beyond cheesesteak with the faux meat.
All right. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Vegetarian cheesesteaks?
Yeah. That's not going to. Oh, yeah, my God. No. That's a good one. Very good. Gary in Newtown. Hey, Gary. Afternoon. What's yours today?
Oh, my God. Please bring back the beef fallow and the trans fats. They were the best fries on the planet before they did that change.
I'm going to get RFK Jr. on it for nothing else than to talk about a brilliant comment that he had on this whole McDonald's thing.
Oh, so what Philadelphians are not going to give back, they're not going to give back windshields and side windows and back windows that you can't see anything through them. You can't see anything. They're the most dangerous things on the cars these days.
I couldn't agree more, and I know Sherelle Parker, there was fining. If they see your, I don't think they're doing enough on it. When we get the police chief back, we're going to ask more about it. It's revolting. It is the law. You can't be doing it, and yet it's constant. And anytime I see someone with the tinted windows, I give them a lot of space. I don't want to be near them. It's a tell. What the hell do you need tinted windows for? Again, it's ridiculous. One more. Let's go to Bill in Bucks. Bill, what's yours?
Well, Dom, I've got frozen pizza.
Very good one. Yeah, I don't think in Philadelphia, New York, place like that, we're going to get them. All right, Henry, what appealed to you today?
Yeah, so the two that stuck out to me, I think right off the bat, Joe and Exton with the Mummers. I mean, it's too deeply rooted in tradition for it to go anywhere. And I like Guy Shiraki's answer of double parking.
All right. Well, in the middle of Broad Street.
Yeah.
Dan?
I like the Mummers Parade. You're never going to remove the Mummers Parade from South Philadelphia particularly. Joe in Columbus, though, had a great answer. He said if they ever do the Super Bowl here in Philadelphia, the Philadelphians would never accept the Cowboys playing in that Super
Think
Bowl.
Think that's stronger?
I don't know. I kind of like the Mummers Parade from Joe.
All right, let's go with the Mummers. Okay. It has been diminished, but to outright go, that's something. All right, here's what we're doing. We're behind the scenes. We're talking with Jim Worthington. This McDonald's thing is made for us to help that guy out. Details tomorrow once Jim gets together what he wants to do around it. But to have security there that we've heard today, that shall not stand. We're on it. Richie always next for four big hours. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.